For the last 3 years, the Walton Family Foundation has given grants to local projects as part of its Design Excellence Program. The goal, according to the foundation, is to elevate the design of public buildings and spaces. Besides green space projects in Northwest Arkansas's largest cities, the foundation also gave a grant to an affordable housing project, a first for the Design Excellence Program. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek found out more about the project, and she has more on the state of affordable housing in the region.
I think that I could speak to the way I see a change in culture here that is probably indicative of how you could view affordable housing.
Sterling Hamilton is from Fayetteville, but he spent many years in Seattle and Chicago before coming back.
It's funny because the quality of life in Fayetteville is higher than I knew when I was from here.
While he was away, Hamilton says he spent years working in the nonprofit sector with a focus on affordable housing. Since then, he's moved into real estate development and investment and is now an associate with Sage Partners Real Estate Solutions. Hamilton says Northwest Arkansas has changed a lot since the 1990s and early 2000s.
You didn't see high-end cars and the houses were a little smaller. There was just a general, not intentional, but a more egalitarian culture because there wasn't as much money. And coming back, it's crazy. You're like, this place looks so much more wealthy than what I remember.
And Hamilton says nowhere is that more evident than downtown Bentonville.
There's obviously a subsidy on downtown Bentonville, which has been an incredible subsidy, one that has driven a walkable, full restaurant scene that's unparalleled probably in small towns in the United States. I mean, I can't, that's a gross generalization, but I would say that most likely there are few towns like Bentonville.
Downtown Bentonville is also where the nonprofit Community Development Corporation of Bentonville and Bella Vista, or the CDC, is planning its next affordable housing project.
Our mission is creating affordable housing. We have some assisted living facilities that accept Medicaid clients. We do a lot of multifamily that for seniors as well as family properties. And then one of our properties is Havenwood, and it's a 15 unit property with housing services included for single parent households.
That's Casey Kleinens, the director of the CDC. He says as an affordable housing development and management nonprofit, the CDC doesn't have to spend money on owners or shareholders, which allows the organization to put more funds into their properties.
You know, all of our benefit is staying in the company and serving our residents.
The design for the CDC's new affordable housing development is going to be funded by a $120,000 grant from the Walton Family Foundation's Northwest Arkansas Design Excellence Program. Local architect Robert Sharp was one of the architects selected for the project.
In architecture school, affordable housing is addressed as a economic problem and as a sociological problem, and the solutions are often very boxy, sort of build as cheaply as possible. It's also seen as an opportunity to experiment upon poor people because since they don't have a voice in the projects, then architects get to follow their ego and artistic interests. And the result for decades has been pretty depressing.
The new affordable housing development will be in the Briartown part of Bentonville, just a handful of blocks north of downtown. Sharp says the development will be made up of four individual cottages on land that already belongs to the CDC.
Affordable housing is like traffic and stormwater, where it's a fact of life and you're going to have some of it. If you concentrate it, you get really bad results.
Sharp says the idea is that eventually these cottages will pop up in other parts of the city in people's backyards.
In a growing area, it's really hard to find affordable land. And there's a lot of land that's lying fallow and unused in people's backyards that we can use for affordable housing.
The CDC cottages at Briartown will have tenants and will also serve as examples to homeowners who are interested in building a for-rent cottage on their property. Sharp says this kind of model is already operating in Portland, Oregon.
One of the models there was that there was actually a development corporation that would lease people's land in their backyard. They would drop a cottage in there. They would manage it. And so people didn't have to be part-time landlords or part-time developers.
The Bentonville CDC may eventually adopt that kind of agreement, but for now, though, it will be up to the homeowner to build the cottage and rent it. But Sharp says they will be using the grant money to help homeowners clear one of the biggest hurdles, the design.
That's one of the stumbling blocks for a lot of people, is they don't want to go out and hire an architect and go through a two-month design process that could be very expensive and unknown. They want to see what they're going to get.
Sharp says part of the plan is to create several simple and functional designs for cottages that will be between 600 and 900 square feet. Four of them will be built at Briartown, and all of the designs will be put up online so that they're easily accessible to anyone who is interested in building one.
The purpose of actually building four of them is that, you know, we want to have the price tag on them. We want to have the Chinese menu of what each aspect of the project costs, so people can really get their heads around, you know, what the project looks like and what it would cost to do.
Sharp says the CDC also plans to get the cottage designs pre-permitted by the city to make the construction process a little easier. Karen Minkle, the Home Region Program Director for the Walton Family Foundation, says the cottage project was selected for a design excellence grant because the prototypes can not only be replicated by Bentonville residents, they can also be replicated in all of Northwest Arkansas's major cities.
When we look at our downtowns, in some ways, I think they're harbingers of both our successes as a region and also our potential challenges.
And Minkle says all of Northwest Arkansas's downtowns, not just the one in Bentonville, are getting more expensive. That's why she says the Walton Family Foundation has identified affordable housing as an emerging issue in the region.
There are cautionary tales in the U.S. of cities or regions that have experienced tremendous population growth and economic prosperity, and then they end up becoming communities that predominantly serve the wealthy. And so when you think about where they're facing housing issues, you think about places like San Francisco, like New York City, but also you can see this issue emerging in cities like Pittsburgh or Nashville and places that maybe don't immediately come to mind. And when we talk to cities that have experienced this success and we ask them what they wish they'd done 10 years earlier, housing is usually one of the top issues that they mention.
Sterling Hamilton agrees.
It's good that we're talking about affordable housing because I think the long game is to try and maintain some of that stratification rather than having everything go to the highest price there is.
But he says Northwest Arkansas does face some immediate issues with its supply of affordable housing units.
We're losing dedicated affordable housing at a very fast rate. We've lost almost, in this year alone, we'll have lost 600 designated affordable housing units in Northwest Arkansas.
Hamilton says those units fell under the low-income housing tax credit program, which allows landlords to claim tax credits for a certain amount of years in return for renting at least some of their apartments to low-income tenants at a restricted rate.
And it has to do with apartment units that were built 15 years ago that are coming off of their affordability requirement, and their rents are low enough and in desirable enough places that outside money believes that our market is going up, and if they buy those now and remove affordable restrictions, they can raise the rents.
Hamilton says that conversion is happening to large housing developments in Bentonville that were built around 15 years ago. And he adds it's difficult for local investors to compete with out-of-state interests that are operating with $1 billion or more dollars.
I worked with local investors on three of those large properties. We put in offers, we chased it down to the very end, and the issue was that there are people who have a strategy nationally around apartment buildings like that, and they are willing to pay whatever it takes to get them.
Hamilton says from his experience, right now Fayetteville has a stronger affordable housing market than Bentonville because historically affordable housing has usually been built in Fayetteville.
The dynamics of Benton County are so different than the dynamics of Washington County. I mean, our economic driver is the university in Fayetteville. I mean, it is regional economic drivers, but the university is our economic driver. And that has grown at a pace of universities around the country. It's been a much more organic growth. I mean, you've been able to pace the market with affordable housing. But when you see something like Benton County, it's a once-in-a-lifetime, watch this happen, how crazy is this?
But Hamilton says there are things cities in Northwest Arkansas can do to maintain a healthy level of affordable housing units.
Making it easier for, the Lindsays, the Trinity multifamilies, the guys who are doing workforce housing, making it easier for them to do what they're doing.
Hamilton also says those in the private sector shouldn't be viewed as enemies of affordable housing, but should instead be seen as potential partners. Karen Minkle echoes that sentiment.
As with most challenges, it's not going to be solved by one sector or one entity alone. And so I think one of the best things we can do as a region is begin to have pretty robust conversations about how we might tackle this issue from a lot of different perspectives and with a lot of different sectors engaged. It's development, and so you definitely need developers involved. You need financial institutions involved, as well as local municipal support.
And Hamilton says the affordable housing situation in Northwest Arkansas is actually not that grim in comparison to other parts of the country. He referenced an Arkansas song to make his point.
That line from the song. And it's, you know, we may not have it all together, but together we have it all. And I think people need to, when they're wringing their hands about affordable housing, they need to take a step back and think about the values that make our community what it is. And as long as the people who are here and are moving here begin to subscribe to those values, it will not be perfect, but it will be okay.
The key to that, Hamilton says, is for the Northwest Arkansas community to stay cognizant of the need for stable, affordable housing as the region continues to grow. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
Architect Frank Sharp says the design for the cottages will be done in the next 4 months, and the construction would be complete in the next 6 months following that.